This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of St. Leroy on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Ain't that hard? After the break, I've invited Steve Frank on. He's a California strategist, Republican strategist. I want to know if Governor Newsom is really history. You guys don't realize how complicated it is to recall anybody here in California. It sounds like it's pretty much a slam dunk, not a big deal, but it isn't. And can anyone save him? Are there any Republicans left in California, you know, leadership? These are some of the questions I have, because I'm not so sure this is true. We may have one or two leaders or three leaders or whatever in the party as a whole, but are they strong enough to actually make a difference? Are they strong enough to be able to push forward and simply make sure we can take the state back? I don't think so. Just me. But I don't think so. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, they're freaking out on the left, aren't they? With everything that's going on. No, seriously, when they're watching what's happening, now you've got the general populace blaming Joe Biden for the crisis at the border. Oh, my. What are they going to do with that? The sparks were flying in Arizona, I got to tell you. Seriously. So a small group of Arizona Republicans, I'm having a hard time getting out of my mouth. They're feuding with the GOP-led Arizona Senate over the audit. Right, with the county officials battling Senate President Karen Fenn over claims of serious issues uncovered by the examiners. A feud erupted over the weekend after former President Trump released a statement alleging that the entire database of Maricopa County in Arizona has been deleted, which is not true. I think it was a section. I'm not so sure it was the whole thing. I don't know. Describing such action as illegal. Trump pressed the involvement of Arizona State Attorney General to investigate. This is, but he's right from a standpoint of, I don't care if five names were deleted. A portion of the database. They're not supposed to do anything to those. This is illegal, and Arizona State Senate, who's leading the forensic audit, is up in arms. Additionally, seals were broken on the boxes that hold the votes. Ballots are missing. Maricopa County Stephen Ryker, Republican, as that day he went after Trump, calling him unhinged and a bunch of insane lies. You know, the radical war between that has been brewing between these people since December. Now, Arizona Senate decided to audit the election results from Maricopa County. Now, their population between 4 and 5 million, they're at least half, about half, of Los Angeles County. But they hold over 60% of the state's residents. And they're registered Republicans outnumber Democrats by more than 100,000. Now, Maricopa County Board is also controlled by a Republican majority, four with just one Democrat member. Joe Biden defeated Trump by more than 45,000. Figure that one out. See, it's hard to buy. 45,000 votes. Right? It resulted in a 10,000 vote victory statewide for Biden. Think about that. That one big county counted. This is why the Electoral College is so important. When you check out how it actually works, you'll see why this is so important. But they got 10,000 vote victory statewide, which means, you know, Maricopa County helped. Carried big time. Not a little bit here and there, but actually big time. Anyway, Biden and county officials went to court to block the Senate from taking control of the election records. Why would they do that? The battle started to really grow in the past 2 weeks when auditors sought and the Senate threatened with more subpoenas to enforce. Right? The auditors wanted the passwords and other access to the computers. They weren't being given to them. Then they had a flare-up when fans sent the letter to... sent a letter on Wednesday to Maricopa County Board of Supervisors complaining of the county's failure to comply with the first round of subpoenas. So they're doing what they always do, the Democrats. I know, there's Republicans there too. But something's amiss here. Something's wrong. They've been given a court order, because this has already been taken in front of the court, to push back on this. Right? And if they're so transparent, again I say, what are they afraid of? Right? Jeff Shell is Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman. He released a statement refuting the claims and accused the firm hired by the Senate to conduct the audit out of Sarasota, Florida, called Cyber Ninjas. He said that they're in over their head. The critics note that Cyber Ninjas, they have very little experience in conducting election audits. This isn't that hard, by the way. Oh, and they're concerned that the owners of the company have made partisan statements. Gee, we've never heard that before. No, really, right? We have never heard that before. Look, it's really not that hard to audit these things. Basic, simple stuff. Right? Matching the voter records to the person who sent it in. Are they still at the same address? If they haven't voted in 20 years and they're 111 years old, chances are the ballot's bad. You know what I'm saying? More to come. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-0-855-732-5563. If you want text alerts, it's real simple. I make it as simple as I can for you. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Now look, you guys are sending me emails on a regular basis. You're asking me about what's going on with Newsom and, you know, what's the steps from here? How come he hasn't been recalled yet? And, you know, how long, what are you guys going to wait to vote? I have no clue. I keep telling you, that's why I bring on the experts on this, because I have no clue. All I know is that he got enough signatures and some to recall him, but they're pretty sneaky people. So we'll see what's going to happen here. Steve Frank joins me. He is a Republican strategist here in California, and I always appreciate the time that he spends on the show with me. And he tends to dabble and get deeper into this stuff than I do. Steve, thanks for being with me.
Joe, always glad to be with you.
So just explain for the non-Californians how this whole recall process, I mean, you got enough signatures to actually put it on a ballot to recall him. I've already explained that, you know, the first question is, should he be recalled, yay or nay? And then you have to, you know, go through who's going to be replaced with all 143 entries by the time we get done, including probably there'll be a pole dancer in there somewhere, I'm sure. But explain how that works.
Actually, Joe, you are correct. There's a lady by the name of Mary Carey, who's a porn actress, who is running for governor. She ran in 2003 to help her porn career. It died out after that. Now she's running for governor again to reestablish her porn career.
God. Yes. You can have sex where Arnold had sex. Just vote me in. Anyway. Oh, God. But the legislature will set, the, is my understanding. Why don't you explain how this works? The legislature will set the date, but I'm not so sure that the votes are there to actually recall him. Give me your insight.
Well, let me correct something. The legislature does not set the date.
Okay.
The date is going to be set by the lieutenant governor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the process is this. The governor has 30 days until June 9th in which to challenge the signatures and get people to take their signatures off. At that point, an agency of government has to determine what the cost of the election is going to be. We're already told privately it's going to be around $400 million for the recall election. Then it goes to the legislature for them to approve, even though they have no right to disapprove. And at that point, the lieutenant governor sets the date 60 to 80 days from the date that they set it. Now, the expectation is originally the election would be sometime in mid-September to mid-October. Now the Democrats are talking about being able to delay it until November 30th after Thanksgiving. And so that's the process. Then you have two parts of the recall. The first one, shall Governor Gavin Newsom be recalled from office, yes or no? And then underneath that is, if recalled from office, who shall replace him? And in 2003, when we had that Gray Davis recall, we had 132 people on the ballot. I could tell you they're coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute woodwork to run for governor. I get these notices every day when I meet with somebody, when I talk to them. They have $10 million. They have $50 million that they want to put in of their own money. And I say, show me the money. Then we'll talk.
Oh, yeah.
And most of these people just want to see their name on the ballot and say, I ran for governor. Yeah. And the three main candidates at this moment are former mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner, who is the, for lack of a better phrase, the Schwarzenegger Mitt Romney candidate. Then you have John Cox, who is the moderate conservative candidate. And then you have Doug Ossie, a former member of Congress, who opposed Tom McClintock, but now is a Trump Republican, if you ask him.
Yeah.
And then you have a whole bunch of also-rans.
Oh, now, wait a minute now. Wait, Steve, with all due respect, you missed the biggest name in the list, Caitlyn Jenner. I mean,
I did not miss that name. I was about to say there's a whole bunch of also-rans, including one person who hasn't been in the media in the last year or two, is worth over $100 million, and their business manager, their ex-wife, has decided the best way to get his name back in the newspapers is to run him for governor of California. Now, this is the guy who said on CNN, you know, I'm really sorry, I didn't vote in 2020 because there was no, I didn't want to vote for Trump, Jenner said, and I didn't have any energy for the ballot measures. And Jake Tapper said, that's terrible, you should always vote. Well, some silly reporter over the LA Times went to the registrar's office and found out Jenner did vote in November of 2020. He just didn't remember. I mean, that's how serious a candidate he is.
Oh, Well,
so that's why I didn't mention. I don't mention people who are running just for the purpose of publicity, except when you said that the pole dancer, then literally Mary Carey is going to the strip clubs of California campaigning for governor. That's where she's going. You know, some people go to the Chamber of Commerce. Some people go to the Rotary Club. She goes to the strip joints.
God bless. You know, two things is I do interviews on with other commentators on other stations, and a lot of them will ask me point blank. They'll say, you know, well, at least you got, you know, Jenner, and the chances there are really, really good because she's a transgender, and, you know, that's for Kel. I go, no, who told you this? Where are you buying this story from? You know, again, people are not happy with Newsom, but I can't see Jenner getting way up on the list here. I just don't see it. And I got in an online back and forth with Stinchfield on Newsmax, because he had made a comment, and maybe you can comment on this. He made a comment about the fact that if us religious folks could stick our principles or our beliefs aside and find it in our hearts to vote for Jenner, we would have a governor that might be, you know, able to actually do something for California. And I told him two different things. So you want us to take our principles, our belief systems, and bury them, which is how we get in trouble in California to begin with, number one. And then and number two, I'm so irritated, I even forgot what number two was. But anyway, go ahead, comment on that.
It's interesting. And now I have to admit something on the air. You said that I know everything about politics in California. I've been around a long time. All that's true. But the reason that I'm opposed to Bruce Jenner running for governor.
No, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Wait till after the break, because then they'll have to come back. They'll have to listen. They'll have to leave it on. So we'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Find out why Steve Frank is opposed to Bruce Jenner being governor. We'll be back in a minute.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. And ahead of a vote on legislation to set up a 9/11-style congressional committee to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, some Republican leaders are questioning the need for it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that his members are still undecided.
I think I'm safe in characterizing our conference as willing to listen to the arguments about whether such a commission is needed.
McConnell added that he questioned whether a commission would get in the way of ongoing criminal investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Here's the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Matter of fact, better yet, why don't you download the app? It's on Apple. It's on, until they pull us off. It's on Apple and Android, and you're able to email us. You're able to text us. You're able to listen to the show live, chat live with other people that are watching the show as well. But get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. How do you like that? Steve Frank joins me. He's a Republican consultant here in California, and there's a lot of stuff going on here in California. I mean, I've always said the same thing. The party here is pretty much non-existent. That's my own personal opinion, though. But before I let him comment on that, you've got to tell me why, my God, you're not for Jenner running for governor?
Now I have to make a...
Our own hope? Our only hope?
Well, I have to make a public, maybe, apology. I can tell you without hesitation, I have watched every episode since the first one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. My wife loves the show, so I watch the show. Now, the point I'm making is when you see Bruce Jenner on the show, his daughters run over him. His wife runs over him. He can't stand up for himself. He can't stand up for his values on the show. He gives in to everything. Now, if you can't stand up to your wife and your children, how are you going to stand up to the Democrats and the unions and the special interests? And so the reason I can't support Jenner is because Jenner has shown on the TV show that Jenner can't support himself. And so we need a strong person as governor that can stand up for the people, and he may be able to run fast and throw the javelin really long or far. That's nice, but it has nothing to do with minimum wage laws, tax increases, and keeping criminals in jail.
No, and all that's going to get even worse as time goes on. You know, down here, they're also got a kid, the AG, they're trying to recall him. Right, Gascon as well now. So they're going to start that pretty soon here, and that's going to heat up. So there's recalls going on in the state. Probably sure this won't be the last one, I'm sure, you know.
Well, I've been talking about in my newsletter, California Political News and Views, what I call recall mania. They've just qualified the recall for ballot of the Sonoma district attorney. They're about to get enough signatures in San Francisco. I'm friends with the people involved there to get the DA there, Chasa Boudin, on the ballot for recall. The president of the San Diego City Council who's a progressive in a progressive district, is about to be recalled from office. Throughout the state, school districts, city councils, board of supervisors, this recall is going everywhere. And it's shocking to me how many are succeeding now. We're getting to the point where they're actually getting on the ballot, and people are just had enough. And they don't want to wait for an election in a year or two. They want to get rid of people now. The DA in Sonoma, for instance, has announced she's not running for re-election next November, but that caused even more people to sign the recall petition to get rid of her even sooner.
Well, yeah, because the amount of damage can be done in that short of time, as we have seen over the last 100-plus days of Joe Biden, the damage can be done is just very significant, you know, really bad. But, you know, some people don't understand, too. First of all, the Democrats have a pretty much veto-proof power up in Sacramento right now. So even with the Republican governor, that is not going to give us what we need for control of California again. You really have to change the people up there in that crazy building. But Republicans here, as we've seen in other places across the country, where is Republican leadership in this state? Where are the Republicans that have a spine, that are willing to speak out on things that are A, uncomfortable, and B, you know, they seem to be more worried about getting reelected than getting the state back in order again? Where's the leadership, Steve?
It's not a question of them being able to speak out. They just don't. They want to make sure they get reelected, even if no one else does. The Republicans in California, in an 80-person assembly, now have 19. In a 40-person state Senate, have 9. And those numbers are going to go down in 2022 after redistricting. These people are just fearful for themselves, and there's no leadership. There's no strategy. And, in fact, there are county committees that are literally closed down in large counties like Los Angeles.
Yeah.
L.A. County Republican Party is closed down. If I want to go to such a meeting, I'm not allowed in because I'm not a member. And last week, during a webinar in regard to a precinct operation, somebody mentioned the LA County Central Committee bylaws, how many sections are being broken. Within 5 minutes on that Zoom call, the bylaws were taken down so nobody could see it. And so it's that type of action. In Kern County, they wouldn't allow presidents of newly chartered Republican clubs, California Republican Assembly clubs, to attend because they weren't members. And Kern County, the home of Kevin McCarthy, is closed down to Republicans. So, and I can go through county after county like that. My own county of Ventura County, the Republican Party had a meeting 2 weeks ago, and the treasurer gave a report. And for your audience, I'll give the whole treasurer's report. Don't worry, it won't take long. The treasurer's report was, we got money in the bank. They refused to say anything. And so people started yelling, how much did we raise? How much did we spend? Where did the money go? And they adjourned the meeting rather than letting the members of the committee know what the status of the money is in Ventura County. So county after county, the Republican Party is just closed down.
Yeah, it is amazing at the grassroots level, which is where we need the help and the power. And as you know, most of my listeners are not in the California area, but, you know, California is just so different when it comes to this kind of stuff. And the grassroots here really isn't grassroots. The leader of the party 2 chairmen ago kept talking about that, but everything was dictated from up above as to how we were going to operate. So, people just don't get it. They don't get the power that we don't have here. They don't get the fact that our true representatives, our leaders, aren't taking the role they should take so we can take back the state. Republicans done in California or what?
Well, the one good thing that's come out, and actually has come out of Arizona with their promotion of precinct operations, over the objections of the state party, a lot of the counties, not the ones that are being closed like L.A. County, Kern, or Ventura, but and there's about a dozen more that are being closed, that these counties are actually putting together precinct operations, and they're doing voter registration, which the state party hasn't done in several years. And so, in effect, some of the counties are doing it. They're doing what the state party should do. But the better news is that throughout the state, there's a renaissance of grassroots activists who are forming independent Republican clubs, Tea Party groups, and California Republican Assembly chapters to run the Republican operation in their county. Since L.A. County, for instance, had 12 offices, Assembly, State Senate, and Congress, where they ran nobody in the 2020 election, these groups are going to make sure there's a Republican running for every seat, from city council to special district to school board to Assembly, State Senate, and Congress, even over the objections of the county party.
Yeah, which, my beef has always been, and forget the clubs for a minute, but my beef has always been that we end up showing up late to the party, number one, and number two is we run anybody with an R at times, which is not the best thing to do. You know, I can run you off a list of names of R's that turned out to be nightmares. So, and most of the people I try to get to step up to for school board, water board, city council, that kind of thing, nowadays they're so worried about being pummeled by the left that it's almost hard to get these people to step up. And here in California, I mean, it's a nightmare when it comes to these kind of things. So I've got 65 elected officials in my little area that I live in alone. And it is hard to get people to run because they don't want the aggravation. And my comeback is always the same. Thank God our founding fathers didn't feel that way, huh? They didn't want the aggravation.
Well, of course, what happens is you get a person who really knows something about education, who really has a feeling for parents and students and what works and what doesn't. Did you support Donald Trump? Yes.
Well,
that means you're a misogynist, you're a racist, you're a hater of people of color, and it goes on and on, and it has nothing to do with education.
We gotta go for a break. When we come back, we'll hit more on that. Joe Mancini, your host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message.
The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on. Steve Frank joins me. He's a Republican strategist here in the Southern California area, California as a whole, actually. And Steve, I've known Steve for years, and we've watched what's going on with the California Republican Party. And I got to tell you, he's probably more of an optimist than I am. ICS is on life support to a big degree, and less real conservatives. You know, Steve, the mantra's always been that conservatives can never be elected to anything here in California. Conservative Republicans, are you of that mindset?
Well, no, I believe that conservatives with conservative values, traditional conservative values, can win an election in California. The problem is that we wait to hear what the state Republican Party is going to do. My theory is they're dead. They don't have any voter registration programs. They don't do ballot harvesting. They played at it a little bit. They won't sue to stop dead people from voting in the state of California. They don't run candidates. And then they raise money on the recall, but they don't have any recall account. No money's been authorized to be spent on the recall by the board of directors. The money's going into the general fund to help pay salaries. So as far as I'm concerned, Joe, I just leave them alone. They have nothing to do with practical elective politics in California. They waste a whole bunch of electrons sending out messages they don't believe in. How many chairs of a Republican Party in the nation told the LA Times that she's telling the candidates for office to ignore Donald Trump, not mention his name? She's a no-Trumper by her own words, right. But she gets $250,000 a year, and the Democrat chair gets paid $127,500 a year, and he's successful, and the Republican Party isn't.
No, we took a beating in the last election. I mean, and I'm not used to it. My area, the area that I work in and what have you, we're used to winning. And we got so little help from the state that we had some major league problems last time. And it's too bad because, again, beautiful state. There are no checks and balances here. You already know, so I have to tell you this. But there are no checks and balances anymore. So, again, you look at what's going on up there. Until you get some real money and real California leadership, they're doomed. And that's why I keep saying what I say about this place.
Well, what I said before, I truly believe every day I get two or three more calls from people in different parts of the state. I do travel the whole state. I happen to live in Simi Valley, home of the Reagan Library, but I travel the state, and there are people all over the state who are so angry they want to do something, and first they did the recall, and now they're willing to start clubs on a local level as long as it's not controlled by or run by the state Republican Party, because they want nothing to do with it.
No, you're exactly right that they don't. But it's always been a basic to be. All right. So he's running around. Newsom's running around right now trying to save his proverbial butt. And, he's running up and down the state. He's talking about how much money he has in reserve. You and I, though, both know that the state is also a boatload in the hole when it comes to, the unfunded mandates and the pensions that they have to pay out here on a regular basis. They're up into, what, the $180 billion, give or take a few billion?
No, you're wrong. CalPERS, unfunded liability is north of $1 trillion.
Oh, come on. Really?
And the state teachers fund, CalSTRS, is north of $400 billion, and the state health plan is north of $200 billion. But the good news is, Joe, if since 2015, and you're a poverty person and haven't paid your parking tickets, he's going to do away with that parking ticket.
Well,
he's going to use
God.
COVID money, COVID relief money, to pay your parking ticket. That's what you call buying of votes.
Oh, my sweet. Yeah, I know. Well, what about the $600 per person of the illegal persuasion, right? And I was joking the day. I said, how's he going to find them? Right?
Uh-oh.
Because the federal government does it by what? They get your tax number, they get your tax return, and that's how they send you the money. How are they going to do it with the illegals?
Oh, he doesn't have to find them. They have to find the government. All they have to do is apply for the money. And there's no place on the application as to a citizen or residency status. If you apply, you get.
Oh, my God. And they wonder, here's the funny thing about it. They accuse us of being racist and all this. And the funny thing about it is not that we're not racist. We're irritated. The government feels like they can do whatever they want to with our money when our kids are not getting the benefits. We're not getting the same benefits from all of this. That's what we're mad about. We're not mad that that they may honestly be helping people in need, but it's out of control. And that's what we're mad about. That's what they don't seem to get.
Well, when you have a governor that says he has to wait 30 days in order to lift the ban on masks, you have to wonder And he says this because it takes the businesses that long to figure it out. How long does it take to take a sign out of the window? How long does it take your listeners to learn not to put on a mask? And he's waiting another 30 days, as opposed to Texas, which had no COVID deaths in the last month. And 3 months ago, they got rid of all of their mandates and went back to normal. And they're flourishing while we still have problems.
Yeah, this is all amazing to me. And when you look at the money coming in, you know, he touts and he claims that he has, you know, $79 billion surplus right now. And I'm saying, first of all, I can't tell you where that comes from. I don't watch that stuff as closely as you do. And I don't believe it for a second. Not for 30 seconds.
Joe, I have to tell you, my newsletter tomorrow morning has a story from the Legislative Analyst's Office, the one that's nonpartisan, that tells what effect budgets have, et cetera. He lied when he said he had $75.7 billion in surplus. The surplus is $38 billion, but that includes him taking money from the reserves, putting it into the general fund. So it's under $38 billion. So he lied about the surplus.
It just never stops them. So who do you? I know your crystal ball doesn't work, but you know it's not going to be Jenner. I don't see that at all. I know that there's a war chest being amassed there, but it had nothing to do with running for governor. How did Cox actually do last time he ran?
38% of the vote, if I remember correctly.
Okay. You know, so you've got the fellow from San Diego, I hear he's not well received, if you would. I know plenty of people that are not happy with him that actually live there and function in San Diego and said, Joe, just remember one thing. He was a guy who said, you could go to the beach, you just couldn't stop walking.
Yes. Yes, and he's the guy who tried to get a bond pass 3 times for his pet project. The convention center couldn't. When he became mayor, the Republicans had a majority on the city council. Today, the Democrats outnumber Republicans 8-1 on the San Diego City Council. When he became mayor, the Republicans had a 4-1 majority on the Board of Supervisors in San Diego County. Today, the Democrats have a 3-2 majority. He is the Arnold Schwarzenegger without the testosterone of our time.
Oh, do you see any candidates up and coming? You have your finger on this pulse most of the time, and I'm looking around and watching people come up. I'm watching commercials from names I've never heard before, and I'm saying to myself, Mike, we don't have anybody that was getting ready for this. Nobody.
This, sadly, you're correct. Nobody, except for John Cox and Kevin Faulkner, had been getting ready for the 2022 race, and the recall happened, and so they had to push up their time frame. You also have Rick Grinnell out there, but he doesn't think that the recall is going to be successful. Therefore, he's not running, but he's being prepared to run for governor in 2022 based on the formation of a group called Fix California, which literally is going to be doing the work that the state Republican Party is supposed to be doing. For instance, suing the state to stop dead people from getting ballots. The state party won't do it, but he's going to.
It frosts me to no end that we seem to be ready for nothing. We know this stuff is coming. We get ready for nothing. We have no task force together. You know, on election day, when I had people calling me, telling me what was going on out there in the street, we could do nothing about it because we had nothing together to make it happen. You know, anyhow. Steve, tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can sign up for your newsletter. That kind of stuff would be great.
They can get my newsletter, California Political News and Views. It comes out at 3 a.m. every morning, 6 days a week. Go to capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com. Put in your email address, and it's automatic and it's free.
Oh, great, Steve. Thanks for your time. Always appreciate it. I really do.
Have a great day.
You too. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up next hour. You get an hour of me. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.